Earlier this year, when the Silence Breakers were named Time's People of the Year, among the pop stars and actresses was a woman named Isabel Pasquale. She works picking strawberries, and she asked that a pseudonym be used to protect her identity. One in four farm workers will face sexual harassment on the job, and women like Pasquale and my next guests say we need more than the Me Too or Time's Up hashtag to change that. Rosaline de Guillen is the executive director of Community to Community. That's a woman-led food justice movement here in Washington State. And Cecilia de Leon is a volunteer with Community to Community. Both women are former farm workers. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So, Cecilia, you started working in the berry fields in Whatcom County in your early teens. What was that like for you?
You know, when I was working out in the fields when I was 13, I was still innocent at that age, and I didn't know what wasn't a proper touch.
And you were in your early teens. I mean, did you have any sense of what you should do about that inappropriate touching at the time? Did you have any sense of what you should do, who you should talk to about it?
No, I really didn't know what to do. When it happened, like, my body just kind of went cold. It kind of froze. I just stayed quiet, I guess you could say, for about the first year that it happened.
Rosalinda, how common is that experience that Cecilia just described?
I think we can say it's, as a farm worker in the Northwest, it's very, very common. Almost an everyday occurrence, depending on where the work is being done. There's a lot of reasons for that. It depends on the crop. If it's an isolated area, with berries, it's harder because, you know, the berries are taller. The blueberry and blackberry bushes are pretty high up. So again, there's a lot of, what do you call it? Factors involved, I guess, but it's very common, very common.
Have you seen any changes for farm workers over time? Has this issue changed much in the last several decades?
I think this is one of the issues that has remained pretty constant for farm workers and farm worker women and farm worker girls. I have actually, in many ways, have seen it get worse. It's almost like it's part of the culture out in the fields. I shouldn't say that it seems like it's almost part of the culture. I want to say it is part of the culture in the fields. The whole thing about supervisors holding power, you know, all of these issues have not changed. And it all goes back to the fact of how people look at farm workers. We're invisible in a community. So there really have not been very many changes. The stories that I hear from women now, all ages, let me tell you, there was a woman in a clam digging company that was in her late 50s that was constantly sexually harassed by a supervisor. And he was very manipulative about it. She was an older woman. Like she said, I'm really tired. I'm old. Why can't he just leave me alone? What does he want? This is never ending. And I think this is why we're so outspoken about it and why I say, you know, when I hear movements like the Me Too movement and all that, I think it's a good thing that it's happening. But I always, my heart breaks when I see that it doesn't touch us. There's a culture that's evolved around sexual harassment in terms of women. When I was growing up, we tried to never, ever be alone in a work crew or going to the bathroom. I mean, the bathrooms is going to a toilet out in the middle of nowhere in a field is a very dangerous situation sometimes. Trying to not be alone, to always be in groups, to carefully interrupt if there was a conversation going on between a man and a woman, especially an older man and a younger woman, to try to intercept that discussion and intervene. You know, there's ways that women have developed in the fields to protect each other, but sometimes it's just, it's constant, it's every day, you're exhausted, you're in the field sometimes 12, 14 hours a day. It's hard to keep up your own production work and take care of other women that are in the group. And it's a constant. And I think that that's why we've developed our own, as Cecilia was saying, the way you look at each other, our own body mannerisms and language to try to protect each other.
I'm talking with Rosalinda Guillen. She's the executive director of Community to Community. That's a woman-led organization that fights for farm workers' rights. I'm also talking with Cecilia De Leon. She's a volunteer with Community to Community. And both Rosalinda and Cecilia are former farm workers as well. And Cecilia, I know that you've worked off and on in the fields for years, even after the experience you described as a teenager. When did you first decide that you wanted to start talking openly about what happens to women farm workers, about your own experiences?
There was an incident. I'm not going to get too into it. There was an incident about a year ago. I wasn't on the job. I wasn't working then, but I was sexually assaulted. And at that point, that kind of made me realize I need to speak out. And it needs to be heard, you know, because it just wasn't that time. But I was thinking, me and Rosalinda were having a conversation yesterday, and it kind of got me thinking, you know, I was a young girl once. And to go through what I had to go through wasn't okay. And you know, if I could be that person now to speak out for those young girls that are undocumented, that are out there, that's something I want to do. I want to stop it. I want to break that cycle. I don't want it to happen to nobody else. I have a daughter, and I wouldn't want it to happen to her.
I'm glad you're speaking out about it, Cecilia. And I know that you and Rosalinda have both given this a lot of thought. What do you think needs to happen to break that cycle you're talking about?
Men need to stand up. The men. Yeah, it happens to women, but the men see it. The men need to stand up and say stop. When they see a coworker doing it, be that voice. Because a lot in the cultures, it's, you know, they don't listen to the woman. It's the men. So it's the men. I mean, a man could sit there and watch his friend sit there and touch another woman. So if he's letting that happen, he's also doing the same thing to that woman. So he needs to say, no, stop. This is inappropriate. And he needs to say, you know what? What if that was your wife? What if that was your daughter? They're the ones that have to break that cycle. They have to stand up and take a lead in this.
Rosalinda, what do you think about that? Do you agree with Cecilia that the men need to stand up here?
I do agree. I think that also as mothers, we need to raise our sons to understand what it means, certain behavior means, and especially behavior from girls and women, and for them to be really clear about respecting a woman's personal space in every way, shape, or form. Those are things we can do personally. But what I'm really concerned about is what the agricultural industry should be doing. And the fact that in the way that they structure work, the way that they have treated, you know, farm workers because we are Mexicans, because we're people of color, that we don't deserve the same attention in terms of these rights that are available to us and that they should be respecting. The oversight of their own workforce in the fields and the way they structure the work that they do and how workers are treated. Ultimately, there's a very strong responsibility that I feel that the employer has in ensuring that women and girls are safe in their workplace. And it's like that in every other company and every other job. An employer has the ultimate responsibility to ensure that their workplace is safe in every way, shape, or form, including sexual harassment. So when sexual harassment happens and a woman has nowhere to turn because what she gets is retaliation from the men harassing her or she's fired by the employer, if Hollywood is looking at their structure as an industry in looking for ways to stop this sexual harassment. If the Congress and Washington State Legislature is looking at their structure and finding ways to protect women, the agricultural industry needs to look at their leadership and their structure to protect women in the fields. So I challenge the Washington State Department of Agriculture, the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries, but also all of these big farms to look at their employment structure as an industry. They need to address stopping sexual harassment. And I mean really stopping it. Don't just pay it lip service. It's heartbreaking that we have to keep bringing up these stories over and over and over again, and still nothing changes. I think it's a structural change within the industry that is really important. Don't put the responsibility on the farm worker women to try to protect themselves. Don't put the responsibility on the farm worker families to try to, you know, change the way that women are treated in the fields from the inside out. Almost every fresh vegetable and fruit that every single consumer that's grown in Washington State, that every single consumer eats, has been touched by a farm worker, and a lot of it by farm worker women. And are people comfortable knowing that women have been sexually harassed to get you your blueberries and your raspberries and your apples?
Rosalinda, you just said a moment ago, nearly every piece of food that we eat, every piece of produce was at some point touched by a farm worker, likely a woman farm worker. And frankly, that surprised me. We like to tell ourselves in Seattle that we have relationships with the people who provide our food. But if I'm honest, there's a lot I don't know about where my food comes from, even if I do all my shopping at a farmer's market. So what should I be thinking about and looking for when I go to buy food?
Ideally, you should be asking the grocer or whoever it is that brought wherever you're shopping, where that food is coming from. And have they asked the producers about these issues? Of course, you know, we like to think that the ideal product, if it's agricultural product, should have the union label on it. Because with a union, we know that women can complain. The complaint will go through a grievance and arbitration process, and she will be listened to and protected. That would be ideal. And the other thing is that if it has a domestic fair trade label, especially from the Agricultural Justice Project, we know that there has been a process that has been followed on the farm where women do have a voice, and there is a process for them to complain and be protected. Unfortunately, right now, there is nothing like that. And it's really difficult, I think, for consumers to be able to look at their products and say for sure that product was not produced with exploitative standards. So I think if you know the farmer, have a conversation with the farmer. If you know the producer, ask them, what measures do you take? I mean, this is a Me Too movement moment, right? So I ask all women out there that have participated in this movement, have you asked your local producers about what steps they are taking now to ensure that their workers are not, their women workers are not being sexually harassed? I think this is something important that women can do in this Me Too moment, is ask farmers and the agricultural industry, what are you doing to ensure, what are you doing different that you haven't done before that will make a difference for women, at least For God's sake, give us the opportunity to complain without retaliation. Even just that. Give us the equal or the even playing field to be able to complain without retaliation.
That was Rosalinda Guillen and Cecilia De Leon. They both work with Community to Community, a women-led organization fighting for farm workers' rights here in Washington State.